Behind me is infinite power. Before me is endless possibility. Around me is boundless opportunity. My strength is mental, physical, and spiritual. Every negative is a positive. The bad things that happen to me, I somehow make them good. That means you can't do anything to hurt me. People often say, I have so much energy that I never stop. But that's what it takes to accomplish your goals. Don't wait for them to tell you. Tell them. Sunny days wouldn't be so special if it wasn't for the rain. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Wise men listen and laugh while fools talk. Your opinion of yourself becomes your reality. I don't care about losing people that don't want to be in my life anymore. I've lost people that meant the world to me, and I'm still doing just fine. Death gotta be easy, 'cause life is hard. It'll leave you physically, mentally, and emotionally scarred. The greatest fear people have is that of being themselves. They want to be 50 Cent or someone else. They do what everyone else does, even if it doesn't fit where and who they are. Just be confident. I think confidence is the most attractive part of a person. People who actually have money don't want to talk about it. They want to talk about everything else. I hate a liar more than I hate a thief. A thief is only after my salary. A liar is after my reality. Have the maturity to know sometimes silence is more powerful than having the last word. What separates those who go under and those who rise above adversity is the strength of their will and their hunger for power. What comes around goes around. Sleep is for those who are broke. Different day, same shit. Ain't nothing good in the hood. I'd run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Only one I can have a problem with is myself. It's probably why my only competition is myself. The public is never wrong. When people don't respond to what you do, they're telling you something loud and clear. You're just not listening. Your goal in life must be to always move higher and higher up the food chain, where you alone control the direction of your enterprise and depend on no one. I'm not sensitive. I give people things exactly the way they are. And if they're ready to absorb it, they will. And if they aren't, they won't. I don't think it makes me a role model. I think it makes me inspiring. Because I'm from the bottom. I think they look at me and go, well, if he made it, I can make it. Peter Lynch is one of the best investors of our time. If you're terrific in this business, you're right 6 times out of 10, he once said. Something I've learned from both investors and entrepreneurs is that no one makes good decisions all the time. The most impressive people are packed full of horrendous ideas that are often acted upon. The good jokes I see on Netflix are the tales that stuck out of a universe of hundreds of attempts. When we pay special attention to a role model's successes, we overlook that their gains came from a small percent of their actions. It's not whether you're right or wrong that's important, George Soros once said, but how much money you make when you're right and how much money you lose when you're wrong. The highest form of wealth is the ability to wake up every morning and say, I can do whatever I want today. The ability to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want, is priceless. It is the highest dividend money pays. Doing something you love on a schedule you can't control can feel the same as doing something you hate. People like to feel like they're in control, in the driver's seat. When we try to get them to do something, they feel disempowered. Take it from those who have lived through everything. Controlling your time is the highest dividend money pays. When you see someone driving a nice car, you rarely think, wow, the guy driving that car is cool. Instead, you think, wow, if I had that car, people would think I'm cool. You might think you want an expensive car, a fancy watch, and a huge house. But I'm telling you, you don't. What you want is respect and admiration from other people. And you think having expensive stuff will bring it. If respect and admiration are your goal, be careful how you seek it. Humility, kindness, and empathy will bring you more respect than horsepower ever will. Wealth is what you don't see. We can't see people's bank accounts or brokerage statements, so we rely on outward appearances to gauge financial success. It's not hard to spot rich people. They often go out of their way to make themselves known. Exercise is like being rich. You think, I did the work, and I now deserve to treat myself to a big meal. Wealth is turning down that treat meal and actually burning net calories. It's hard and requires self-control. The world is filled with people who look modest but are actually wealthy, and people who look rich who live at the razor's edge of insolvency. Building wealth has little to do with your income or investment returns, and lots to do with your savings rate. Wealth is just the accumulated leftovers after you spend what you take in. A high savings rate means having lower expenses than you otherwise could. And having lower expenses means your savings go farther than they would if you spent more. Spending beyond a pretty low level of materialism is mostly a reflection of ego approaching income. A way to spend money to show people that you have or had money. When you define savings as the gap between your ego and your income, you realize why many people with decent incomes save so little. People with enduring personal finance success, not necessarily those with high incomes, tend to have a propensity to not give a damn what others think about them. Savings can be created by spending less. You can spend less if you desire less. You will desire less if you care less about what others think of you. Saving does not require a goal of purchasing something specific. You can save just for saving's sake. And indeed, you should. Saving is a hedge against life's inevitable ability to surprise the hell out of you at the worst possible moment. Savings without a spending goal gives you options and flexibility. The ability to wait and the opportunity to pounce. It gives you time to think. It lets you change course on your own terms. When you don't have control over your time, you're forced to accept whatever bad luck is thrown your way. This is a hidden return on your savings. A question you should ask as the range of your competition expands is, how do I stand out? Intelligence is not a reliable advantage in a world that's become as connected as ours has. But flexibility is. Having more control over your time and options is becoming one of the most valuable currencies in the world. Do not aim to be coldly rational when making financial decisions. Aim to just be pretty reasonable. Acting on investment forecasts is dangerous, but I get why people try to predict what will happen next year. It's human nature. It's reasonable. What makes people successful is their degree of motivation. Never whine, never complain, never try to justify yourself. If the happiness and prosperity of other people depend on you, you have nothing to fear anymore. The need for certainty is the greatest disease the mind faces. Creative endeavors are by their nature uncertain. When you show yourself to the world and display your talents, you naturally stir all kinds of resentment, envy, and other manifestations of insecurity. You cannot spend your life worrying about the petty feelings of others. Increase your power and your image will gain reliability. Become the curator of life. Edit. Leave out the junk. But when you find something worth keeping, treasure it. The truth is that creative activity is one that involves the entire self. Our emotions, our levels of energy, our characters, and our mind. Be royal in your own fashion. Act like a king to be treated like one. Do not leave your reputation to chance or gossip. It is your life's artwork, and you must craft it, hone it, and display it with the care of an artist. People are more complicated than the mask they wear in society. Keep others in suspense. Cultivate an air of unpredictability. Routine life is unbearable. And most people only think about how to escape into the world of fantasy in dreams. The person who cannot control his words shows that he cannot control himself. Be wary of friends. They will betray you more quickly, for they are easily aroused to envy. they also become spoiled and tyrannical. But hire a former enemy, and he will be more loyal than a friend, because he has more to prove. Be as fluid as water. Do not give your enemies anything solid to attack. Never take your position for granted. And never let any favors you receive go to your head. Powerful people impress and intimidate by saying less. The more you say, the more likely you are to say something foolish. Everyone has to defend himself. Lord, protect me from my friends. I can take care of my enemies. Teach no one your tricks, or they will be used against you. There is nothing more intoxicating than victory, and nothing is more dangerous. The capacity to surmount failure without being discouraged is the chief asset of every person who attains outstanding success in any calling. Fear is the tool of a man-made devil. Without definite aims, you will drift through life, achieving nothing of significance. Nature will not tolerate idleness or vacuums of any sort. All space must be and is filled with something. When the individual does not use the brain for the expression of positive, creative thoughts, nature fills the vacuum by forcing the brain to act upon negative thoughts. Your only limitation is the one which you set up in your own mind. Definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. Success comes to those who become success conscious. The person who moves with definiteness recognizes the difference between temporary defeat and failure. When plans fail, he substitutes others, but he does not change his purpose. He perseveres. Your only safeguard against becoming a prisoner of drift is controlled attention. Your dominating thought will determine your level of success. Every adversity carries within it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. Failure is a blessing when it forces one to acquire knowledge or to build habits that lead to the achievement of one's major purpose in life. Procrastination is the bad habit of putting off until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday. The greatest of all forms of courage is the courage to face their own selves. Your dominating thoughts will eventually reproduce themselves as physical reality. You are entitled to know that two entities occupy your body. One of these entities is motivated by and responds to the impulse of fear. The other is motivated by and responds to the impulse of faith. Will you be guided by faith, or will you allow fear to overtake you? Patience, persistence, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination for success. Anger, hatred, and jealousy rob you of energy and creativity. Opinions are the cheapest commodities on earth. Control your mental attitude and take charge of your reality. Desire is the starting point of all achievement. Every human being is the master of his thoughts, the molder of his character, and the maker and shaper of his condition, environment, and destiny. Persistence is the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. Knowledge is only potential power until it has been organized into definite plans of action. Most trouble and heartache is caused by people who lack self-discipline and self-control. Your dominating thoughts will lead you into your own personal hell or heaven. Positive and negative emotions cannot occupy the mind simultaneously. I am two persons in one body. I am a devil, and I am a human being. Every human being is born with the privilege of control over his or her mind, body, and environment. The mind may be likened to an electric battery. The brain of a human being is a broadcasting and receiving station for intelligence, wisdom, and guidance. Life is merely a motion picture. People who do not discipline themselves are doomed to be ruled by others. Every human being has the power to take possession of his or her own mind and to direct it to whatever ends he or she may desire. Remember that your dominating thoughts attract through a definite law of nature by the shortest and most convenient route, their physical counterpart. Be careful what your thoughts dwell upon. Understand, people judge you by appearances, the image you project through your actions, words, and style. If you do not take control of this process, then people will see and define you the way they want to, often to your detriment. I'm the type to swallow my blood before I swallow my pride. Reality has its own power. You can turn your back on it, but it will find you in the end. And your inability to cope with it will be your ruin. The firmer your grasp on reality, the more power you will have to alter it for your purposes. I can't be more than me, but you can make me out to be what you want me to be. Understand, you are one of a kind. Your character traits are a kind of chemical mix that will never be repeated in history. There are ideas unique to you, a specific rhythm and perspective that are your strengths, not your weaknesses. You must not be afraid of your uniqueness, and you must care less and less about what people think of you. Never be a minion. Always be an owner. I'm a track star, running through life, chasing my dream. I don't sleep. I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality. Keep in mind the following. What you really value in life is ownership, not money. If ever there is a choice, more money or more responsibility, you must always opt for the latter. I remind myself that while it's okay to feel conflicted about a situation, depression is a luxury that I can't afford. I cannot allow another person's lack of success to start undermining my own. I had to overcome challenge after challenge in order to take my life from nothing to living my dreams. Mental alchemy. You can affect it by thinking of any adversity as an opportunity for power. I've made so many mistakes, so many corrections. I'm so far from perfect. So many imperfections. But I'm a go-getter. I get up and I go get it. So if you're preaching prosperity, I want to hit it. Now is the time to stop drifting and wake up. To assess yourself, the people around you, and the direction in which you are headed in as cold and brutal alike as possible, without fear. You can build a lifestyle for yourself that doesn't need to be fueled by booze and drugs to get things done. The greatest danger you face is your mind growing soft and your eyes getting dull. If I lost, it wasn't because I was backed into a corner and beaten down. It would be because I'd gone for what I wanted and simply come up against someone with more skill. Patience, persistence, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination for success. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Opportunity often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Your big opportunity may be right where you are now. Victory is always possible for the person who refuses to stop fighting. Success, in its highest and noblest form, calls for peace of mind and enjoyment and happiness, which come only to the man who has found the work that he likes best. Happiness is found in doing, not merely possessing. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Procrastination is the bad habit of putting off until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday. Money without brains is always dangerous. Great achievement is usually born of great sacrifice and is never the result of selfishness. Until you have formed the habit of looking for the good instead of the bad there is in others, you will be neither successful nor happy. The ladder of success is never crowded at the top. You can start right where you stand and apply the habit of going the extra mile by rendering more service and better service than you are now being paid for. Just as our eyes need light in order to see, our minds need ideas in order to conceive. Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Strength and growth come only through continuous effort. and struggle. Fears are nothing more than a state of mind. The man who does more than he is paid for will soon be paid for more than he does. Think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. A goal is a dream with a deadline. There are no limitations to the mind, except those we acknowledge. The majority of men meet with failure because of their lack of persistence in creating new plans to take the place of those which fail. Cherish your visions and your dreams, as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. Don't wait. The time will never be just right. There is one quality which one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it. Any idea, plan, or purpose may be placed in the mind through repetition of thought. Man alone has the power to transform his thoughts into physical reality. Man alone can dream and make his dreams come true. All achievements, all earned riches, have their beginning in an idea. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. It is literally true that you can succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. Wise men, when in doubt whether to speak or to keep quiet, give themselves the benefit of the doubt and remain silent. First comes thought, then organization of that thought into ideas and plans, then transformation of those plans into reality. The beginning, as you will observe, is in your imagination. Set your mind on a definite goal and observe how quickly the world stands aside to let you pass. To be a star, you must shine your own light, follow your own path, and don't worry about darkness, for that is when the stars shine brightest. When your desires are strong enough, you will appear to possess superhuman powers to achieve. The way of success is the way of continuous pursuit of knowledge. Every adversity, every failure, every heartbreak carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. More gold has been mined from the thoughts of men than has been taken from the earth. Those who succeed in an outstanding way seldom do so before the age of 40. More often, they do not strike their real pace until they are well beyond the age of 50. I'm hungry for knowledge. The whole thing is to learn every day, to get brighter and brighter. That's what this world is about. You look at someone like Gandhi, and he glowed. Martin Luther King glowed. Muhammad Ali glows. I think that's from being bright all the time and trying to be brighter. Hip hop is more about attaining wealth. People respect success. They respect big. They don't even have to like your music. If you're big enough, people are drawn to you. Belief in oneself and knowing who you are. I mean, that's the foundation for everything great. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of not trying. All I got is dreams. Nobody else believes. Nobody else can see. Nobody else but me. If the beat is time, flow is what we do with that time. How we live through it. The beat is everywhere. But every life has to find its own flow. I will not lose. For even in defeat, there's a valuable lesson learned. So it evens up for me. Every day, hit every wave, like I'm Hawaiian. I don't surf the net. No, I've never been on MySpace. Too busy letting my voice vibrate, carving out my space in this world. We change people through conversation, not through censorship. I believe excellence is being able to perform at a high level over and over. Life is all there is. And if that's true, then we have to really live it. We have to take it for everything it has and die enormous. Instead of living dormant. Everyone needs a chance to evolve. Remind yourself, nobody's built like you. You design yourself. if people don't hate you, you're probably not doing very big things. They talk, we live. Who cares what they say? When you're truly in love, you will never have anything to hide. By far, for me, the most important thing is inspiration. Whenever inspiration won't find you, you have to find it. I'm inspired by life and all sorts of things. You could say something right now, and it would inspire me to write a song. If it's you and me against the world, then so be it. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. It's a brand new world. Let me show you. Leave a mark they can't erase. Neither space nor time. Life is for living, not living uptight. See you somewhere up in the sky. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get. Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success. Actions speak louder than words, and a smile says, I like you. You make me happy. I am glad to see you. It isn't what you have, or who you are, or where you are, or what you are doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about it. You can conquer almost any fear if you will only make up your mind to do so. For remember, fear doesn't exist anywhere except in the mind. One of the tragic things I know about human nature is that all of us tend to put off living. We are all dreaming of some magical rose garden over the horizon, instead of enjoying the roses that are blooming outside our windows today. Remember, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Don't be afraid of enemies who attack you. Be afraid of the friends who flatter you. No matter what happens, always be yourself. Talk to someone about themselves, and they'll listen for hours. When we hate our enemies, we are giving them power over us. Power over our sleep, our appetites, our blood pressure, our health, and our happiness. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. To be interesting, be interested. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. One reason why birds and horses are not unhappy is because they are not trying to impress other birds and horses. If you are not in the process of becoming the person you want to be, you are automatically engaged in becoming the person you don't want to be. Everybody in the world is seeking happiness, and there is one sure way to find it. That is by controlling your thoughts. Happiness doesn't depend on outward conditions. It depends on inner conditions. Two men looked out from prison bars. One saw the mud. The other saw stars. Our thoughts make us what we are. The difference between appreciation and flattery, that is simple. One is sincere and the other insincere. One comes from the heart out, the other from the teeth out. One is unselfish, the other selfish. One is universally admired, the other universally condemned. Tell the audience what you're going to say. Say it, then tell them what you've said. Names are the sweetest and most important sound in any language. The expression one wears on one's face is far more important than the clothes one wears on one's back. If you want to gather honey, don't kick over the beehive. The world is full of people who are grabbing and self-seeking. So the rare individual who unselfishly tries to serve others has an enormous advantage. When the fierce, burning winds blow over our lives and we cannot prevent them, let us, too, accept the inevitable and then get busy and pick up the pieces. Control your temper. Remember, you can measure the size of a person by what makes him or her angry. If you tell me how you get your feeling of importance, I'll tell you what you are. If you want to keep happiness, you have to share it. Even God doesn't propose to judge a man till his last days. Why should you and I? I have come to the conclusion that there is only one way under high heaven to get the best of an argument, and that is to avoid it. Avoid it as you would avoid rattlesnakes and earthquakes. If you can't sleep, then get up and do something instead of lying there and worrying. It's the worry that gets you, not the loss of sleep. The successful man will profit from his mistakes and try again in a different way.